HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I am the mayor of HeidiTown.com, a blog about events, festivals, and travel around Colorado. I'm calling this weekend, April 27th through the 29th, the calm before the storm, because it's rather quiet around the state. But I think that's because, like me, everyone is gearing up for summer. This year, Cinco de Mayo is on a Saturday, and in my mind, that kicks off the 2012 festival season. There are a couple of events happening this weekend that have caught my attention. The new History Colorado Museum is opening on Saturday in Denver. I had the opportunity to get a media-only sneak peek of the facility this past Monday, and a post about the museum will go up on the blog Thursday, April 26th. You can visit the museum online at historycolorado.org. As I have previously mentioned, the Rocky Mountain Pinball Showdown is this weekend at the Embassy Suites in the Denver Tech Center. If you are a fan of pinball and classic arcade games, you do not want to miss this event. More info can be found at pinballshowdown.com. Pinball enthusiasts should check out Pinball Jones right here in Fort Collins in the basement suite at 107 Linden Street. Their website is pinballjones.com. In Lyons, Colorado, check out Lyons Classic Pinball behind Oscar Blues in downtown. This is a HeidiTown favorite place, so find it on the blog by searching Lyons Classic Pinball. Visit them online at lyonspinball.com. If you are in the Springs area, check out the Penny Arcades in Manitou Springs, featuring all sorts of vintage games, including pinball. For more on historic Manitou, go to manitousprings.org. This weekend on the Western Slope, it's the Fruta Fat Tire Festival. The event was started 17 years ago as a way to show off all the biking trails they were building around Fruta. This year, there will be four music shows running Friday and Saturday. The beer will flow, a scavenger hunt will occur, and costumes are highly encouraged. I have friends who attend this event every year, and they say it's always a very good time. Learn more at frutamountainbike.com, and be sure to pack your bike. Here's a sweet little event that is happening Saturday afternoon in Boulder. At 3 p.m., it's the annual Tulip Fairy and Elf Parade. There are 15,000 tulips planted along Pearl Street, and this event, Welcoming Spring, takes place in this colorful outdoor mall. Special events and activities for children are planned, as well as a parade. Go to downtownboulder.com for details. Now for some planning ahead. As I previously mentioned, Cinco de Mayo falls on a Saturday this year. That's the 5th of May for those of you who aren't familiar with the holiday. There are several events happening in Fort Collins, including an artisan show above the Rio Grande restaurant in the Agave Room. The event runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and features a vast array of high-end art with everything from sculpture to jewelry. Over 55 artisans will be there, so I urge art lovers not to miss this show. You can follow the link on HeidiTown's front page to the Cinco de Mayo Artisan Show's Facebook event invite. The 74th Annual Music and Blossoms Festival in Cannon City runs May 3rd through the 6th. This delightfully family-friendly fest has developed over the years into a true destination event. There is a parade, a carnival, a marching band competition, a pageant, and the list goes on and on. Visit ccblossomfestival.com for the entire schedule. The 24th Annual Estes Park Duck Races are also slated for May 5th. Thousands of little rubber ducks are dropped into Fall River, where they begin their journey to Riverside Plaza in downtown Estes Park. The tradition was started in 1989 to help support local charities. It has grown into a community celebration. Adopt a duck and support a local charity. Learn more at epduckrace.org. If you missed any part of today's segment, I post the transcript and audio of the show every week on HeidiTown.com. As always, I encourage you to join the Town's Block Party on Facebook. It's the place where we can get better acquainted. Go to facebook.com/HeidiTown.com/FB. You can also follow me on Twitter at HeidiTown or circle the town on Google+. Thanks so much for listening. Until next week, I will see you online.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.